Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, whatever it is for you. I just know it's always the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America. I am Andy Dorf. Get at me, people. Let's talk about what happened in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website as well, dorfonsportsradio.com. But let's get into it a little bit and just kind of give you some of the topics at hand for the evening. And then obviously whatever's on your mind. Again, if it's not what I'm talking about, I'm all about it, man. Just so bring it to the table. But NFL, what did you think of some of these guys that got the start, like a Josh Allen who looked atrocious? And again, you know, if you've listened to me before, I'm going to tell you, I don't think many rookies have much success at the quarterback position. However, every now and again, yes, you're going to have that happen. But for the most part, if you have the luxury of sitting that year and learning behind somebody that's been doing it for a while, man, oh man, I can't tell you how important that could be for your progression and how you proceed throughout your career. If you get off to a bad start and you're rattled, it is so difficult to get your mindset in the right place. So ultimately, I think guys like Baker Mayfield, who can sit there behind a Tyrod Taylor and not have to start right away for the Cleveland Browns, you know what? That may wind up paying dividends for that guy throughout his career. He can sit back and watch. He can sit back and kind of see what it takes to go out there and do and be able to survey the field the way that you're supposed to. So a lot of things to talk about with some of these young and up-and-coming quarterbacks in the NFL, and then some of the older guys that are going to be back, like Aaron Rodgers coming back from an injury. How does he take those Green Bay Packers? Major League Baseball, too. I mean, very interesting, man. The wild card race in the National League is really going to be a lot of fun to watch. So a lot to get into, people. Get at me again. It's 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Again, everybody, I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Johnny's got the snap. Up in the pocket, he's going to run. Here he goes to the five. Touchdown, Johnny Football!
First down. Manziel on the move. Going to run it. Up the middle. Towards the end zone. Touchdown!
Manziel climbs the pocket. Throwing end zone. Touchdown!
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, everybody. Hope you're having a good weekend. Hope you had a great weekend, to be honest with you. Always have a good time over the weekend. Usually watch a lot of football, and you know what? This was no different this weekend for me. High school football, college football, those both got underway. Meaningful games. And then, obviously, we had more preseason in the NFL. And then we had Johnny Manziel in that clip. And, wow, That's just a disaster. And speaking of disaster, I said it before in the intro when I was talking a little bit about how some of these young rookie quarterbacks are probably in a better position when they don't have to be rushed in to start. And in the case of Josh Allen, after watching him get the start for the Buffalo Bills, they better hope and they better pray that either Nathan Peterman is the guy that they wind up going with, who, by the way, had a decent game. It didn't really make a difference because they were going to lose after Josh Allen's performance of a 6-12 for 34 yards. A 56.3 rating. And then Nathan Peterman winds up going 16 of 21 for 200, one touchdown, and a 121 rating. And the only guy that played better than him was Andy Dalton, who, if you listen to my morning program, Dorf on Sports Show, between 8 and 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I was talking about Andy Dalton a little bit. And the dude had a great game. He was 11 of 16, 180 yards, two couple of touchdowns, and a 145.8 rating. So it'll be interesting to see how he plays this year. Like, seriously, no joke. I know I'm talking about Josh Allen and these young rookie quarterbacks. But I think Andy Dalton has to have a really good year. And the Bengals have to have a good year, to be honest with you. Maybe John Ross, maybe he can step up and be a guy that can play really well for them in the regular season. Having a decent preseason, he was a guy that scored a touchdown for Andy Dalton. And then the other guy was A.J. Green, who you expect that kind of stuff from. So, yeah, I mean, just a lot of cool stuff going on in the sports world. But the truth is I do think that Andy Dalton has to have a good year. I think the Bengals have to have a good year. And if I'm Josh Allen, I'm hoping that I don't have to start. Like no joke. Because if you throw this guy in the fire, man, I don't know what it does to that kid's confidence. Again, I think Sam Darnold may be in a similar situation. Absolutely, the kid has a chance to start, right? And I know that Jets fans are like, we want this guy to start. I know they are. I know Jet fan. By the way, give me a call, Jet fan. Talk to me about Sam Darnold, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. We can have a Twitter discussion, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. But I know that Jet fan is all over Sam Darnold. And they think that he could be the guy. And you know what? Maybe he is. Maybe he is. But I don't necessarily think he's the guy as a rookie. Again, it takes a lot. It takes a lot to go out there and perform on a very high level week in and week out on Sundays in the National Football League. So I don't see him coming in and being like my man last year, Deshaun Watson. I just don't see it. Tell me I'm wrong, Jet fan. Tell me I'm wrong. Teddy Bridgewater, that's who I'd go with. Or you trade the guy. But ultimately, I think Teddy Bridgewater is probably the best quarterback there. But Sam Darnold might wind up being the starter. We'll see. But sometimes, as they say, careful what you wish for. Careful what you wish for. I'm just going to kind of go around some of the scores from the NFL over the weekend. And it started on Thursday. Philadelphia and Cleveland and that offensive juggernaut. I'm being very facetious. It was anything but an offensive juggernaut. It was very difficult to watch. Cleveland 5, Philadelphia nothing. Yeah, that's right. 5-0. And there is some cause for concern with the Philadelphia Eagles right now. And you know, it was interesting because I was listening to Doug Peterson as they were talking to him. And I'll tell you what, he wasn't extremely happy with them quizzing him about Carson Wentz and how poorly Nick Foles is playing so far in the preseason. And I'm not quick to say that Nick Foles is garbage like some people. Just got to clean a couple things up, score some touchdowns, and I think the Eagles will probably be feeling okay about themselves. But I do know that Carson Wentz is their guy, and maybe it was a mistake now to hang on to Nick Foles. Because I don't think his trade value could have been any higher than it was throughout the summer, the offseason. But you needed that security blanket. The guy was the MVP. I get it. I understand. I'm just saying, thinking about things now and the way things have turned out in the preseason. And again, the preseason doesn't mean much. You want to get your reps if you're Nick Foles and these other guys. You want to stay away from, obviously, avoid getting injured. And he's done that. He almost got taken out. on a play a couple weeks ago. And that's the thing in the NFL, man. It can happen so quickly. But if I'm Baker Mayfield, I know he wants to start. I know he does. I get it. But I also understand that he's got Tyrod Taylor there. And I think they brought Tyrod Taylor in there because they thought that he's capable of winning some football games. I really do. I think they thought that he's capable of winning games. So if the Cleveland Browns somehow get out of the gate and they're 5-1 behind Tyrod Taylor, well, you can guess what? Tyrod Taylor is going to be your starting quarterback unless he gets injured. I don't know if they go 5-1, but I'm just throwing it out there. If they go 1-5, I'll tell you this, Baker Mayfield will be playing at that point. So it's up to Tyrod Taylor to keep that job too, because he knows what's lurking right back in behind in the weeds. It's a guy that wants to play football. And a guy that's not used to sitting on the bench. Let's be honest with that, too. You know, he's a guy that did very well at Oklahoma. So he's not one of those guys that's lacking confidence, I don't think. Anyways, I do hear that music. I love it, too. Love the music, man. Love Scott. Always has great clips for me, by the way. And then, obviously, you can always call us, people. It's 1-800-878-7529. I love my people listening on Sirius XM. I love my people listening however you're listening, to be quite honest with you. Let's talk about the sports world. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and this would be Sports Overnight America.
For Cincinnati, Hewitt, the H-back, Mixon at running back. It's a play action. Dalton to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Tyler Croft. His sixth career touchdown, but his first at home here in Cincinnati.
Third down and 10 in the gun. Clement to his side by a couple yards. He's at his own 47. Third and 10. He drops back. He moves up. Pocket is crumbling. He's hit once. He breaks away. He cocks his arm. Throws downfield. He's got a receiver inside the five. Over the shoulder catch. Into the whites. Jeffrey pulls it in. Touchdown, Philadelphia. 53-yard strike. What a catch! What a throw! On third and 10!
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads. Pain! If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Encarnacion with a high drive, deep left field, down the line it goes into the corner. It is a fair ball. It hit off the wall, not the pole. Encarnacion around second on his way to third. Ball still in the warning track. He's being waved home. There will be no throw to the plate. Edwin Encarnacion says, yes, indeed. You'll see something you've never seen before. That's me with an inside-the-park home run. How about that?
Over center field. Martin going back, still going back to the wall. Tying it.
Ball stuck.
It's stuck in the wall. And they'll place Dozier at second base.
He came inches away from hitting his first home run this year at Target Field.
Talk about an oddity. It wedged into the panels of the pad in center field.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back, everybody, and talk about an unlucky break. It was that whole way, like, when you think about it, it was that way for the Minnesota Twins all year. Never got it going. A lot of hype, a lot of thought about maybe they could push the Cleveland Indians. Not happening. So maybe that play was just kind of par for the course. Kind of just sort of how their year was in a nutshell. They were non-existent. Couldn't find them. Hiding like that ball was in the wall. Anyways, welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, it is the weekend recap, Sports Overnight America. Your thoughts, your opinions, always encouraged. They're always welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so I want to get you some scores. I want to get you some information as to what's going on in the wild card races. Maybe tell you about the divisions, because for the most part, those are actually there's a few that are actually starting to heat up a little bit again. So we'll get into that a little bit. Some scores though. Phillies get a victory over the Blue Jays, 8-3. Much needed for them to keep themselves obviously in the hunt. White Sox, Tigers, nobody cares, 7-2, White Sox win. Nationals put up 15, they blanked the Mets 15-0, and it doesn't matter at this point. I'm sorry, but I'm going to say it right now, unless the Nationals really prove me wrong and they turn themselves around completely, they're out of this thing. They're out of it, man. And it's weird and it's sad because, you know what, they have a pretty good baseball team. But I think if you're 7 games back, with 30 games or so less right in there. I think they're at the 131 mark, if I'm not mistaken themselves. So they literally have 31 games left. And they have to make up 7 games. 6 games. Something like that. I'll get to it. But the point is they put up 15 on the Mets, maybe too little too late. Braves, 4-0 over the Marlins, another important victory for them. Red Sox, well, you know what, they're proving they're human here lately. They lost, 9-1 to the Rays, who, by the way, have gotten themselves playing much better baseball. actually playing pretty well at this point. Pirates and the Brewers. Brewers get it done. 7-4. They needed that one. They're hanging on to a wild card spot, if I'm not mistaken. Athletics, who are playing fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And talking earlier a little bit about the Twins, that's who they beat, 6-2. Going to be fun watching the Athletics and the Astros down the stretch. That's gotten really, really fun. Indians all over the Royals, 12-5. And I think that what's interesting about the Indians is that they may be a sleeping giant. They might be a team that potentially could be really tough to beat in the playoffs with the 1-2 punch they have and the bullpen and everything else. If they really put it together, I think the Indians, they could be tough. All right, so the Cubs get it done over the Red Sox. I'm sorry, over the Reds, Cincinnati, 9-0. It was just kind of a joke of a game. Cardinals continue their winning ways, and they just have really shot out of the woodwork. So the Cubs better be more careful about them, obviously, right now than the Brewers, because the Brewers are 4.5 back. Cardinals, I think, are 4 back. But again, we'll get you the division stuff up to date as I look at that. But that's off the top of my head what I think it is about. Cardinals, 12-3 over the Rockies, who need to keep winning too. Rangers go down to the Giants, 3-1. Astros, like I said, man, they got to keep winning. And they do, 3-1 over the Angels. Going to be fun watching them, I'm telling you. Going to be fun watching them with Oakland. And the Mariners have kind of slipped out of it because they came to Arizona. And by the way, I just give you that score. They lost 5-2 to the Diamondbacks. And the Diamondbacks get the sweep, man. That's an impressive one. That's actually really impressive. Dodgers win, beat the Padres 7-3. I'm not sure what's up with the Dodgers. Haven't been able to figure them out all year as far as them just not putting it together, other than injuries, obviously. They've been hit with the injury bug big time. We all know that. Yankees win 5-3 over the Orioles. So those are some scores, and now I'm going to let you know kind of what's happening in the stands. Standings, I should say. Not in the stands, but in the standings. Red Sox. 6-game lead over the Yankees. It was double digits not too long ago. Remember that. So the Red Sox have come down to earth a little bit. 4-6 in their last 10 games. Definitely come down to earth a little bit. And the Yankees have won pretty well. 8-2. Speaking of winning, the Rays, like I said, they've gotten themselves back in it to a certain degree. They are definitely on the outside looking in, and they're going to come up a little bit short because there's just too many teams in front of them that are very good baseball teams. But they've won 8 straight. Cleveland all over that division. 13-game lead. It's a joke. They haven't been pushed at all. Houston is leading, but Oakland right there, 1.5 games back. And we will see if Oakland can wind up getting this one over Houston. That would be pretty interesting. Houston's a good baseball team. And Oakland is proving that they're a good baseball team. Both these ball clubs hot right now. 5 straight for the Astros, 3 straight for the Athletics. Both of them 7-3 in their last 10 games. So they're playing well. And there may be enough distance for Oakland from Seattle and Tampa Bay as well to keep those guys out of the playoffs. So the Yankees and Oakland are my teams that I think are getting that wild card. Atlanta on top of their division by 3 games now over the Philadelphia Phillies. Nationals 8.5 back. 8.5 back in their own division. So again, I think they're done. And that's a huge surprise, a huge disappointment, and people are sitting there scratching their head about what's going on there with the Nationals. A lot of talent, a lot of money. Not a lot of production. Cubs on top of the division by 4, like I said, over the Cardinals. Brewers 4.5 back. And both those two teams basically the same percentage points wise. 557 for the Cardinals, 553 for the Brewers. 73-58, 73-59. Basically mirror records. Another interesting race, the Arizona Diamondbacks leading the West, where they have basically been on top of the National League West the whole season. Colorado Rockies a game behind, and they're a scary bunch. If they put it all together, they're a scary bunch. Dodgers, man, that's a disappointment. Dodger fan, I'd love to hear from you. I would love to hear from Dodger fan. Love to hear from you. Tell me how the Dodgers have been hurt all year. I know they have. Tell me how, Jansen not being himself basically all season has been a problem. I know all these things. Bottom line is, you know what? Diamondbacks have had injuries too. They figured out a way to just keep on winning. Keep on winning, man. That's what they've been doing. Anyway, speaking of winning, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do it. So give me a phone call, people. Let's talk about what's going on in the sports world. Digits 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Again, I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
Fly ball, left center, on the runner's bets, going back, it's over his head, it's up against the wall. Walker scores. Torres is rounding third, he's coming home, here's the throw, he's safe. A two-run triple for Gardner, and the Yankees have retaken the lead.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774. 5774.
I want to apologize to Buckeye Nation. I followed my heart, not my head. I fell short in pursuing full information because at each juncture, I gave Zach Smith the benefit of the doubt. As I reflect my loyalty to his grandfather, Earl Bruce, who was my mentor and like a father to me, likely impacted how I treated Zach over the years. I did not know everything about Zach Smith, which was what Zach Smith was doing, and I'm pleased that the report made this very clear. I did a poor job at Media Day. It's a big reason why we're here today. I was not being as complete and as accurate as I should have been at Media Day and afterward. But there is no intent to mislead. My role is to set a good example. In this instant, I did not live up to the university's standards.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Wow, that was mind-boggling, people. Absolutely mind-boggling what you heard from Urban Meyer there. And I am absolutely baffled at the decision-making all around, not only from Urban Meyer, from the university as to how they handled this too. There are different sets of rules for different sets of people. Flat out, I don't care what anybody wants to say to me. Actually, I'd love to hear you tell me I'm wrong. Call me. Let me hear your thoughts, your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. But the truth is they handled that whole situation in a brutal way. And the fact that he gets three games, Gene Smith gets the 2 week without pay, three games against people that are just not going to push you at all. I don't know, man. Just interesting. I know I got callers. I got a couple people on hold, so I'm going to go to the phone lines. And that's what – if you don't know who I am, I'm all about talking to you. I'm about all about talking to my listeners about what's happening in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And I'm going to shoot out to the phones, hook up with my main man, Mitch, in San Diego, it looks like. Maybe somewhere else. Maybe usually in Santa Monica. But Mitch in San Diego, Dorf, man, it's the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. What's up, bro?
Well, I am in Santa Monica, but don't know who you are. I mean, are you kidding me? Who doesn't know who the Dorf man is? Dorf on Sports? Are you kidding me? Overnight America? Weekday mornings now on the FM frequency modulated dial in Phoenix? Come on, man, you're killing it. I mean, I know I've been in hibernation this summer. I've been trying, you know, I'm trying to crawl out of the basement. It's kind of tough, you know. I mean, we're kind of in the dog days of summer. You know, the whole NFL preseason, and I'll kind of touch on the Packers situation. I kind of love what they're doing. You know what?
Okay.
You don't need to play Aaron Rodgers. You know, figure out what you got. You know what you have in your veterans. I think they're handling it the right way. He doesn't play against the Raiders. Who cares? The games are meaningless. And we know that he's coming off an injury. And he played a great first series last week. And now we're looking forward to a great season. But, my God, Major League Baseball. Answer me this question. Is there a greater team in the history of baseball before the All-Star break than the Milwaukee Brewers? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, really. I mean, you know, All-Star break, and then all of a sudden, good night now. It's just ridiculous. This team looked like everyone's like, oh, my God, the Brewers are this, that, and the other thing. They're done. They're over with. And then the Boston Red Sox, I mean, what are they? And it's like, can they win like 180 games in a 162-game season? I mean, these guys are out of control. I mean, 50-plus games over 500? This is ridiculous. I mean, the American League.
They're back to 48 games over 500, by the way.
Oh, excuse me, please. I just missed a heartbeat. Sorry, Like I said, I'm slowly crawling out of the basement because, you know, I mean, hey, listen, I was just involved with, I wasn't there, but just listening to the Lockin' Music Festival in Virginia. Come on now. I mean, when it becomes a music festival on a sports weekend that didn't involve like a major golf tournament or a major tennis tournament or some sort of championship, come on now. You got to go for music. And I know the Dwarf Man knows music now because he's on the frequency modulated dial during the weekdays.
That's right, baby. That's right, baby.
And I know that he's playing music. And by the way, I tried to call into you this week, but you know, did you have a call in for that? Please.
We have a call in. We got a call in number there too, brother. Absolutely, okay. Man. We'll be back there tomorrow. You'll have to listen in and, you know, check things out tomorrow. Give us a call for sure. Let me ask you one thing before I totally appreciate you giving me a call, and you know me, man. I'd love to give you more time, but I do have other callers that are waiting. But I do want to get this out of you because. Look, I know how passionate you are about sports. So let me ask you a couple things. If the Brewers don't make it into the wild card, who makes it in the wild card from your National League?
Well, I'll say it'll be a toss-up between St. Louis or the Cubs, whoever doesn't win the division.
Well, St. Louis, well, no, hold on, because the Cubs are going to win the division.
Right.
And they've got a four-game lead over St. Louis right now. And then the Brewers, they're 4.5. And if there's anybody that I'm going to worry about, you know, it's the Cardinals more so than the Brewers. I'm with you on that. I'm totally with you. So the Cardinals or the Cubs wind up getting the wild card is what you're thinking?
I think it's going to come from the Central. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's exactly where it's going to come from. But you know what? That is just a whole mess of situation where it becomes a one game, one and done wild card guy squeaks in and can knock off a division champion, which is kind of crazy.
So you don't think it could wind up being three teams from the National League Central making it, the Cubs winning the division, the Cardinals making it, and then the Brewers also making it?
I hope so. But listen, the Brewers, you know what my passion is with the Brewers. You know my
absolutely
legacy and all that. But I just cannot. This team has every year let me down. I mean,
right,
sometimes they got in once. You know, when we had CC and we made it into the playoffs, great. But since then, they let me down.
Speaking of letting you down, I know you're also out there in Santa Monica. So what in the world is up with the LA Dodgers, who haven't been able to figure it out all season long? And I know that they've been plagued by injuries. I get it. I understand it. But with that being said, you would still think that they'd have enough to win that division. And right now, they're not only behind the Colorado Rockies, they're also behind the Arizona Diamondbacks. So what the heck is up with the LA Dodgers, man?
Pitching. It's pitching rotation. I mean, Kershaw isn't Kershaw this year, and they're trying to figure out. They just moved my neighbor, Hideki Matsuo, you know, back from a starter into a middle relief, which is what he did in the series, which is where he probably should be, but they needed him to be a starter, and he was doing well at the beginning of the season. It comes on to pitching, Andy. You know this.
Yeah.
It's pitching,
yeah.
Pitching, pitching. And by the way, before you let me go, I got to do a little self-promotion, and I'm sorry if I can take a little time. By the way, for any of you guys who are into podcasts, there's a podcast called The Punies, P-U-N-I-E-S. And if you have kids, go out there, search it. It was produced by Kobe Bryant. It's like a Charlie Brown comic series, but it is a podcast based on sports. It is unbelievable. It's wonderful. Go out and check it out. I mean, it is just a magical experience if you're into podcasts. Go check it out. It's totally kids. They're like, adults aren't in the podcast at all. It's like a radio play. It's not like two guys talking about the next Viagra medication or the next, like, how to change, you know, the oil in your car. This is a radio play, and it's about sports, and it's totally cool. I encourage you to check out The Punies, P-U-N-I-E-S.
All right, man. Love it, Mitch. Appreciate the phone call, brother. Always good stuff from Mitch in Santa Monica, man. But he does like to talk. And I know I got other people. So let's shoot out to Mike in Virginia. Mike Dorfman, it's obviously the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America. What's on your mind, brother? Sorry about that, too. Didn't mean to make you wait so long, man. What's going on?
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with waiting. I tell you, good things take forever to. But anyway, I've had to wait till the cows come home and the chickens get fed and the pigs get slop when I was younger. But anyway, them Eagles, I tell you what, we have got a dilemma. You know, you got to find out if Wentz can play. We'll find out. You know, and Nick Foles, what can you say? He's up to his old games of overthrowing the ball. But Nate Sudfeld really looked good in preseason. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just, you know what, Nick Foles has been anything but impressive, right? And the truth of the matter is his value during the summer was never, ever going to be higher. Maybe they made a mistake. Truth be told, maybe they made a mistake. They should have gotten some more depth because, you know what, they haven't played well. So there's more to it than just Nick Foles, if you ask me. But truth be told, his stock was pretty high in the off season, and I don't know if it'll ever get that high or anywhere near it again, man.
Well, not many people want to give up a first round draft pick, and not only pay, you know, pay the Nick Foles guaranteed $4 million for this year. Nick wasn't looking to go anywhere, and you know that's the way he plays. He doesn't play good until it comes down to it, and you have to get in the zone. But they were throwing the ball, which is normally what he does anyway.
Yeah.
You know, not saying he's still going to have potential. You know, he's still going to be a free agent next year. But, you know, we're just experimenting with our new players. We haven't used our full team. You know, we're just, you know, taking it easy, which is what you should do. And, you know, and when it's just preseason, I mean,
I get it, man. I get it, Mike. No, that's the point, man, is those veterans just need to get some reps. Don't get injured. And then you got some of those younger guys trying to make the position on the team, jockeying for position on that team. And then, again, just getting those reps a little bit for the older guys. But you're right, man. Don't get hurt. That's the main thing with the preseason. Don't get hurt.
Cut-off's coming up pretty soon. And, you know, I talked to the sports guys the other night, and they brought up an interesting point about San Francisco. You know, you think about Garoppolo, won his last five games, and they lost the first five games by an average of 2 points. San Francisco could be a sleeper team this year if everything goes right.
I love San Francisco, brother. I love them. I think they're going to be very good this year. I think the Giants, another team that you got to look out for, they could be really good this year too.
Well, you know, I thought last year the Giants were going to do decent, and they had a really tough time. And, you know, it comes down to, certain factors, which I don't like to talk about, personal issues. But you have to have a lot of chemistry, and everything has to click, and it just didn't work that way for the Giants. And face it, the only time they do good is when they barely make the playoffs, and they're facing New England and whoop their ass twice, which we got lucky to beat New England. I still say New England is the team to beat. They're ranked number two behind us in power ratings. But, the Rams, you know, you wonder, are they going to do anything this year? They have the best. You got two All Pros on the line and great running back.
That's a good point.
Defense looks decent.
Good point, Mike. I got to rock and roll, man. I got to take a break. That's an excellent point about the Rams, to be honest with you. And I'm going to kind of piggyback that as I'm going to break here. And the truth is that they have a lot to prove. If they don't get to the Super Bowl, I think it's a serious disappointment. When you think about all the money that they spent and the players that they already had, the Rams should be a really good football team, and they should absolutely be expected to make it to the Super Bowl. Anyways, I know I got to take a quick pause for the call, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to come back. I'm going to wrap things up. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and this would be Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
First down and goal, San Francisco from the 1. 10th play of the drive coming up. Garoppolo on the quarterback sneak, surges ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, San Francisco.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time with me here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America, which reminds me to tell you that we are that much closer. Yes, we are that much closer to NFL football, which means that we're that much closer to the NFL Rewind, which was what I do here on Sports Overnight America during the football season, talk about all the NFL action that goes on, and we break it down, and we look forward to the Monday night and the Thursday night game as well. So always love doing the NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. But this is always the weekend recap here on obviously, Sports Overnight America, and I'm Andy Dorf, and I didn't get into this much, but real quickly, I want to touch on this. The gaming event with the Madden NFL 19 qualifying tournament, just terrible what this David Katz of Baltimore did. Kills a couple people and then kills himself, and there's just no rhyme or reason for anything, man. It just wow, I don't understand it. I don't get it. Nobody does. Nobody can understand this. This mental illness that goes on here it's legit. It's real, and it's something that needs to be absolutely addressed more so than it is being addressed. To be honest with you, and I don't know what else they can do. But truth be told, it's bad. Look. One, a couple more things I want to get in here too. Tiger, man, look, didn't have a terrible weekend, but didn't have a great weekend either. We're not talking about Tiger on a Sunday because the truth is he was not on the leaderboard. And you know what? I understand it happens. He's had a couple of good showings. Speaking of good showings, can't wait for the U.S. Open. All week long, man. I can't wait to break it down next week when I talk to you about it. Great stuff. Roger Federer, Nadal, Djokovic. Who winds up winning the U.S. Open on the men's side? Serena. Will she get it done on the women's side? Anyways, for Scott on the other side of the glass, making everything possible with all the great cuts, NFL.com. Appreciate it. And MajorLeagueBaseball.com. Appreciate it very much. I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. I'll talk to you next week right here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America.